Welcome to the Whack Brackets Podcast, the podcast that will not be talking about mamas or trains, but we will be talking about trucks. And even though we won't be getting drunk, probably, Dylan and I here are having an alcoholic beverage. And to speak as far as who is having, let me say that again.
Are you sure you're not drunk already?
You know what? Now you're going to make me keep it. I'm not drunk. This is my first beer. I've gotten drunk on the air before, but this is not going to be that episode. But before I go any further, I would like to introduce my two new friends. We have Dylan and Zach from officially and obviously the podcast. It is also a podcast from what I understand. How are you boys doing today?
Doing well.
Yeah, doing very well.
All right. Well, you know, while you're here, I would be remiss if I didn't allow you to explain your podcast. It concerns me that you're going to mention me on said podcast. But if you do, try to keep your remarks about how bad and unprofessional I am at a minimum, just because I like my fans. But otherwise, tell me about your podcast or tell everybody about your podcast.
Yeah, go ahead, Dylan. Take this one.
So the podcast, a podcast show, Zach and I intentionally reach out and try to contact or find weird, underappreciated, or under-listened stuff, the weirdest stuff we can possibly find. We do about 7 shows per episode, do a real brief clip from them, discuss what we like and what we dislike about them, and then recommend them if we think they're good.
Yeah.
That's about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Some are very, very bad. And some are good, which is fine. Sometimes we just highlight ones that we think are just very interesting. But yeah, most of them are aggressively bad.
Yeah. I was pleasantly surprised when I checked your podcast out because I figured it would just be like this pat everybody on the shoulders. Oh, listen to this great podcast about this kid talking about clowns and listen to how cute he is. You guys are nightly. No, this kid is an asshole. He doesn't know anything about clowns. So, yeah, I love that you guys just lean into it. You're honest. And that's what Whack Brackets is all about, is honesty. So I'm loving to have you guys on. This is going to be great. And I'm going to explain real quick what a Whack Bracket is. We're asking the burning questions that you never knew you wanted answered until we ask them. And we bring them fellow podcasters like Zach and Dylan here. And we bracket off similar contestants against one another. But during this process, we change the question every round to keep the game entertaining. So if Dylan and Zach are ready to jump into the Automobiles podcast, we'll do that.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Alrighty, perfect.
Bring it on.
All right, first question. More likely to be owned by a rich Texan, probably a rancher, but it could be any rich Texan. Would it be a Hummer or would it be an F-150? And I'll let Zach start this one.
Well, I know what Dylan's going to say, and I know that he's going to be wrong. So I'm going to say, because we live in Colorado, and I do see a bunch of Texans driving up here, we see a lot of Texas tags, I'm going to say that the angry Texan drives a Hummer. It's that easy. There's nothing more aggressive on the road. There's nothing that takes up more space like their attitude. Nothing says Texas attitude like a Hummer, I don't think. So yeah, that's my choice, Hummer. Straight up.
All right. Dylan?
Oh, yeah. I grew up in Northwest Ohio, and we had an F-150, and we used it to haul stuff when we would go on trips and stuff like that.
Oh my God.
Zach's actually the first one on the show to be incorrect, because I agree with him. It's a Hummer. Hummer has an attitude to it, and when you want to occupy as much space as possible, you get a Hummer. Trucks are practical. Texan attitude is not practical.
You're going to go against the Ford, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Going against your people. That's okay.
I'm not a fan of brand loyalty. You know that.
Well, you got like 4 Ford shirts.
that's a bad look.
I mean, not when you wear them all together.
Yeah, it does get cold.
Yeah, I loved the pause he had because he wanted to defend himself, and but then he's like, ah, fuck this.
Yeah.
I enjoy this.
I got him dead to rights.
So anyway, I'm going to at least go against you for the sake of argument. I don't disagree with your point, but the one thing about the Hummer is it hasn't been made since 2010, so there's not as many on the road, even though I feel like we see more than you would think for a vehicle that's not been made since 2010.
Yeah.
But as we all know, you know, Texans, they are kind of the big swinging dick SUV types, and they love to keep their vehicle forever. So yeah, this Hummer could be a Texan, but I was going to go with the F-150 because F-150 is kind of like the official truck of hauling pig shit and having a bedload of beagles in it. So I'm thinking that bedload of dogs, hauling pig shit, to me, it just sounds like a Texan thing to do, as well as think of the Texan sports teams. There's no originality with Texas. It's like, oh, what are your sports teams? Well, we're the Texans. Mm-hmm. Well, shit, yeah, you know, we're the Cowboys. We're the Mavericks. F-150 is just the most popular truck in the world, I believe, or at least in the United States. So yep. I'm just thinking Texans, money, hauling shit, F-150. Yeah. But Doesn't matter. I'm wrong. So
I think I'm easily going to fight with you because, A, I don't think F-150s can hold as many people as Texans need to get up and down across everything. Number two, the Hummer comes in the SUV, like you said, and there's a lot more back space for bumper stickers and stupid
gun
flags
safes
hanging off. Yeah, gun racks. And
don't tread on me.
And the problem with the truck is that you could be seen as a utilitarian by having a truck, whereas most Texans need to be known as aggressive and fierce. So they're going to show you off the bat without actually thinking like, oh, this guy knows what he's doing or he's a construction worker. No.
This is also specifically rich Texans, and yeah, rich Texans don't haul stuff.
That's true.
I don't know. I think all Texans haul stuff. You know, that's just a Texan thing.
Yeah.
Their attitude.
You know, there's a pride in being a Texan, and you can't be a Texan without having a cowboy hat or boots, and you can't wear boots unless you're a cowboy. You got to rustle. You got to punch cows or whatever the hell they do.
But you also got to show off on the road, and a truck is just a truck. A Hummer, you're like, oh, look at this guy. Look at this.
Yeah. I'm still sticking with my choice, but I'm wrong anyway, and the Hummer advances, so...
We all agree you're wrong. That's okay.
Consensus.
I've already been outvoted on my own show. What a debacle this has turned out to be. But the good news is it's happened before. I'm sure it'll happen again. So the Hummer will go on to the next round against the winner of this question. More likely to blow past you at 110 miles an hour on an expressway. Would it be a Mustang, a Ford Mustang, mind you, or would it be a Chrysler 300? And I'll let Dylan start out this time because we know where he's going. Get him out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nah, this is no contest. People with Mustangs want you to know they drive a Mustang, and the best way to do that is to blow past you on the highway and then careen into the median or something.
Classic. Classic you. Here's easily why you're wrong, because the people with the Mustangs need to sit beside you and rev their engine so that you know they're driving a Mustang, whereas the person in the Chrysler 300, which I think is considered the poor man's Bentley, they need to show off a little more, which means they're going to rev out and try to blow past you in the slow lane for no reason at all, because they probably got to get to a Barnes & Noble before it closes.
You know what? This is going to be good. At least I get to break a tie. And I must come clean here. I own a Chrysler 200.
Hmm. It's only two-thirds of the way there.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm getting there. Yeah. So, but yeah, well, it can only get up to two-thirds of the speed as a Chrysler 300.
Yeah.
But the thing is about a Mustang is Mustangs are oftentimes owned by kids whose dad is in the union at Ford, and then he gets them a Mustang, and they just love to drive fast. Kids usually love to drive fast. It's also the official car of any old man with a garage and a Black & Decker wrench set. So, you know, and as mentioned, they love to rev the engine. You know what? They'll rev the engine harder than a Kentuckian will hit on his hot cousin at a picnic. Now, that being said, a Chrysler 300, the tagline, because Eminem was the official spokesman, imported from Detroit.
Yeah.
What the hell does that even mean? That's
Think
like
about
being,
that.
Yeah, that's like being the fastest speed reader with dyslexia. Not impressive at all.
Well, you don't want to be
that's
the
pretty
slowest
impressive.
One.
But, you know, as also said, it is the poor man's Bentley. I've also believed that the front end looks a bit like a Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
But the difference is it's got the look of a Rolls Royce and the following of people that are in the Rolodex at the local pawn shop.
Yeah.
Because it is definitely not the most classy vehicle. As far as which one would blow past you, I could see either of them doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Chrysler. I'm going to have to agree that it is the Mustang. Sorry.
Ugh.
It was tough.
Yeah.
This question was a pick'em. I totally
Ford
100%
tough.
Agree.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Okay. You know, I changed my pick. I changed my
Zach,
I won't do that.
Zach started me off on this.
Yeah.
I want to change my pick, but I will not because I'm true to myself.
Yeah.
So with that said, the Ford Mustang will face the Hummer in the
Fine.
Next round.
Fine.
But we have two more questions this round before we can get to that point.
That was a pity win for Dylan.
A pity
I'll take
win. Hey, you know what? The payout's the same, buddy. Pity win.
I'm not
pays
proud.
The same.
That's fair.
So the next question is going to pit a Tesla versus a Mercedes-Benz, with the question being more likely to piss off a rich kid as a gift on the My Super Sweet 16 TV show. All right, we'll let Zach start out this one.
This is going to be kind of a tough one. I was thinking about this one a little bit, and I think that now the car that's going to make a Sweet 16 angry is the BMW.
You mean the Mercedes-Benz?
Oh, Mercedes-Benz, yeah, sorry. Yeah, the Mercedes-Benz. yeah, I think the kids these days, they want more modern technology and what they think is actually a better machine. So I think they'll be more upset with the Mercedes-Benz.
Alrighty. Dylan, what's your thoughts?
I'm a little torn on this one. I think with the Sweet 16 show, it is about flash and reputation. And I think the Benz still has the right reputation, despite the fact that the Teslas is a new hotness. I think I would go with the Teslas being the thing that would piss off a kid most for now. I think give it 10 years and that might change, but in 10 years, there are not going to be any Sweet 16 parties anyway. So
no. I think if you look at the TikTok followers, Elon Musk is up there. Every kid wants a Muskmobile, and the Tesla's a number one.
Zach, I don't spend nearly as much time on TikTok as you do, so I can't speak to that.
Well, I do all the social media, so that makes sense.
I know. Yeah, you and your dancing. It's weird.
Yeah, you know what? That is one social media that I don't have. I don't do the TikToks. there's a man of a particular age, and once he hits that age, he should not do anything where the majority of the people on that social media platform are 13 or less.
I'm doing it for our business.
I don't know what your business is, but if your business requires 13-year-old kids, more power to you. Yeah. But regardless of that.
They got ears.
Yeah.
So with that said, this one's a difficult one for me because rich kids, there's going to be another kid at school that has a Tesla, and Billy's going to get all pissy because now he doesn't have something that is unique. Whereas, like, a Mercedes-Benz, it's probably going to be there, too, but for some reason, it doesn't seem like it's going to piss me off. The other thing about a Tesla that people don't think about, especially when you're a kid, you love to drive, and you're also probably not paying attention to shit. Well, if you run out of gas in a Tesla, it's going to be harder to charge that motherfucker than if you run out of charge versus gas. So that's the problem, is you can go get gas from a gas can and bring it back. What do you even do when your Tesla runs out of charge? I have no idea.
I think you wait for a lightning strike.
Push it.
All right, McFly. So with that said, I think that would piss a kid off. But the Mercedes-Benz is going to be like, especially because we know the Sweet 16 show, primarily girls on it. And then they're going to unveil it and she gets the Mercedes-Benz and she's going to be like, oh my God, Dad. Are you expecting me to drive that? You know that my principal loves Mercedes-Benzes, he's going to be hitting on me even harder than he already does. So yeah, and the other thing about Mercedes-Benz I'm thinking is you roll up to a kegger in a Tesla that smells like skunk weed and gym socks.
You're cool.
That's okay. You roll up in a Mercedes-Benz smelling like that, that's just a bad look all around.
It's your dad's car, yeah.
Yeah, so I think the Mercedes-Benz is going to piss off the kid on the Super Sweet 16.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let the Mercedes-Benz go through this round.
That's right.
All right.
See? I know kids these days, Dylan.
I concede graciously.
It's all that TikTok and you've been doing.
I can tell.
It's for our business.
This is like his official, like his lawyer has informed you guys that anytime
keep
somebody...
Keep saying that.
For our business, man. For our business.
It's for our business.
So that being said, the Mercedes-Benz is going to go into the next round against the winner of this last question in the first round.
Oh, yeah.
More embarrassing for a young man to drive to his prom. Would it be a VW Bug or would it be a minivan?
This is a tough one because I could see myself in high school being ironic arriving in either of these vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to say embarrassing. So we're saying embarrassing for a young man to drive to prom. I'm conflicted. I think I'm going to say it's more embarrassing for people to show up. Let's see. Personally, I'd probably say a Bug, because with a minivan, you are going full irony, and the minivan is timeless. People drive Bugs unironically. Minivans are moms and people who do it as a joke. And I feel like if I rolled up in a minivan, I'd be able to justify it as being like, look at how uncool I am, and then actually hide how uncool I actually was.
Hmm.
Hi.
Well, that's upsetting you said that, because I went to prom in a minivan, and I got picked on at my prom,
and I
could not swerve it. So
I don't think that was because of the van, Zach.
Listen, it was a Dumb and Dumber-themed prom thing, and me and my best friend, and yeah, he didn't show up, and I came in the orange suit. It doesn't matter. It was the minivan that got me the most amount of flack.
Well, you know why you came in the orange suit? Because you drove a minivan.
True.
Just
yeah, probably
bad decisions all around.
That looked dumb and dumber.
I'm saying you came in your suit because the girl didn't go home with you.
Oh.
Ah, there we go.
Zing.
Oh, I got
see
it
where
now.
Mike's coming in.
Yeah,
sorry.
I heard the orange. I didn't hear the cum part. That's funny.
Sorry. Anyway, continue.
But I would say that if I did drive up in a Bug, I think it'd be more embarrassing. I'm 6 foot four. I can't fit in those things.
I was going to say, can you even fit in one?
No. So I think that it is way more embarrassing to show up in a bug because most people just can't fit in those. Anyone can fit in the minivan, and that's what Dylan said. Yeah. But I think I'm going to have to say, due to my personal situation, the minivan got me way more jokes thrown at me. So I'm choosing a minivan. I don't think that that's not cool.
This one's a tough one for anybody. You know, the minivan, you roll up, you probably get called Susan or something as you're rolling up in your mom van. Mm-hmm. You probably end up having, like, you know, Happy Meal toys spilling out from under the seats and shit. And then finally, the one thing at least that could salvage you about taking the minivan is you could say, hey, I've got space in here. Mm. So when prom's over, I'm getting it done.
We can play Warhammer.
I get to play some Warhammer. But the VW bug, you know what? No self-respecting man should ever be seen driving a bug that was made after 2000. And your chance of leaving with your date or getting past second base with your date, both of them are practically nil in a VW bug. Mm. So either one of these, bad choice. I think the minivan has potentially more redeeming qualities for a young man than a VW bug. Well, you couldn't even fit in a VW bug.
I know. But that's why I wouldn't even take it. But I was picked on for a minivan, so I'm sticking by it.
Yeah, so this hit close to home for you, so it's probably unfair. But just imagine you getting out of a VW bug like it was a clown car and then trying to pass that off. That was going to end poorly, too.
Mm. I don't know.
At least my opinion. I don't know. He's not sold. Regardless of that, we are done with the first round here. Mm-hmm. And to recap, in the first question, the Hummer versus the F-150, the Hummer advanced. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Second question, the Mustang advanced over the Chrysler 300.
Boo.
So they would face one another. And in the last two questions, we had the Mercedes-Benz advance over the Tesla. And we also had the VW bug advance over the minivan. So on to the next round, second round. So again, the Hummer versus the Mustang. More likely to try and muscle into your lane as their lane ends. Dylan, what do you think?
Let's see. They are both cars belonging to people with monstrous egos. Muscle into their lane. I'm going to say simply due to previous experience, I've had more Mustangs try and cut me off on the highway. I'm going to go Stang on this one. Hmm. Though I can see Hummers doing it almost just as frequently.
Yeah. But you got to go with the Mustang because you're you.
I do. I do like horses.
You say that too often. I'm going to clearly go with the Hummer. The Hummer gets in your lane when there's plenty of, you know, space. They still try to get into your lane. They're the kind of people that I don't think they have mirrors on Hummers because those people don't care about anybody else except themselves. There's only vanity mirrors inside of Hummers, I think. So they actually drive until they start hitting things. That's what a Hummer is designed for. So they drive until they hit those orange things full of water, and then they get into your lane, which you're already there. So easily the Hummer is going to do that over a Mustang.
This was a toss-up because, again, it's very much... These are very egotistical cars. The difference being is that the Hummers now, like we said, there is a new one that's coming out this year, but I don't think it's been released, maybe next year. But most of the Hummers on the road now, I believe, have to be over 2010. So they've already got the scratches, dents. Yeah. They're big and they're intimidating. Mustang's not so intimidating, but the people are assholes. But the difference is, as you mentioned, it's vanity. And a lot of Mustang owners are like vanity Smurf. They treat it like their baby. You know, they don't want to get the paint job messed up. So they're going to faint that they're going to get in your lane near the end. But what's going to happen is they're going to try to blow past you and look for the hole. They're not going to be the guy at the end of the lane. That's going to be the Hummer that's going to bump his nose out, get a little further. And you're a little car. You're like, oh, I can't do anything. Mustang's not intimidating to me. Maybe my Chrysler 200's not intimidated by a Mustang.
I didn't even know that was a car, so.
It's a new B-car. So with that said, I think the Hummer is going to advance to this next round, into this final, against the winner of this question. And we are pitting the Mercedes-Benz versus the VW bug. More likely to be given a nickname by their owner. What do you think, Dylan?
Bug. Mercedes-Benz, you always refer to it as, my Benz. You want people to know you have a Benz, so you never address it by anything else. A bug has charisma, and a bug has personality. It may not be the best, but people are going to name their bug.
All right.
They're going to put that little sun, like a little flower petal sticker on the back window, and they're going to name it something like Shania.
Shania. Oh, man. So what do you think, Zach?
You know, honestly, like, I'm trying hard to think of a way to fight this, and I can't. He's right. Yeah, people do not name Benzes. They're just very clear, like, that's my Benz. And that's it. And if you have a bug, I think you have to name it because you don't want to tell anybody that you have a bug. You put, like,
you want them to find out when they go out.
Yeah, you put, like, the eyelashes on it, and you're like, this is Ruby. And you're like, eh, whatever. So, yeah, I'm unfortunately, I'm going to agree with Dylan on this one. It's a bug.
Yeah, I've never been rich enough to own a Mercedes-Benz, but if I did own one and I was a complete, utter flaming douchebag, my guess is I would, like, name it after, like, my butler or my mistress.
Hmm.
So you could name it, like, Jeeves, or you All could right. name it, like, Tammy Lynn. So, you know, whatever.
Hmm.
Yeah, Tammy Lynn, just she's a recurring character in our episode, so I'm just had to get used to her.
If you do it right, they're one and the same.
Is she always your mistress?
No, she's in previous episodes, she has been a pregnant Hooters waitress.
Oh.
So she tends to do that. So this is the first time she's been a mistress, but it could roll All into the fact she works at Hooters, knocked her up. Now she's got a mistress.
That's a very good job.
Building up your whack brackets, expanded universe.
That's right. So that being said, yeah, Mercedes probably not getting a nickname. The most creative thing that a Benz owner would even come up with is Benzo. It's like, this is my Benzo.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's real creative, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, congratulations. How'd you do in creative writing? I bet you got a big fat F. But I'm a man of a particular age, so I actually remember when the old VW bugs were used and all over the place, and they almost always had nicknames, usually something like Sally.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, some usually two-syllable girl's name that ended in a Y.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why that tended to be it.
Yeah, or Herbie.
Yeah, but it's something that ends in an I-E-Y, yeah, definitely. And you never heard anybody, like, name it Melissa or Patrice.
Hieronymus.
That's right.
Yeah, or like, something bad. Yeah, like Optimus. Like, Velociraptor.
That's a great name.
I know, it's a great name, yeah.
Aristotle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, this one was pretty easy. It just depended on how it shook out. I was kind of hoping the minivan got through to this round, even though I voted against it last round, because the minivan, probably a little harder to name, but he lost the VW bug, and the VW bug gets to advance.
Mm.
So we are at the finals, and to recap, the Hummer beat the Mustang.
Oh, yeah.
More likely to muscle in your lane. And the VW bug beat the Mercedes-Benz as more likely to have a nickname by their owner. So we are on to the final round. Final question being, more likely to have a driver that heavily complains in a fast food drive-through line. Would it be the owner of the Hummer, or would it be the owner of the VW Bug? And I do have to say, this one plays out perfectly, so I'm excited.
This is a tough one. This is a tough one.
Well, you want to start then?
I'll start. I believe that any person that is driving a Bug is most likely a Karen, and they're going to be complaining even when things are right. I think when you're driving a Hummer, you can't go through fast food lanes because the car is just too big and
too
you
tall.
Have to go inside and let people know I'm the one in a Hummer and I have to get food faster or whatever. And I'm going to say because they're older vehicles, probably an older person is going to be. I'm going to go with the Hummer. I think if you're in a Hummer and you're going through a fast food line, you are very angry at the world in general and you probably want to yell at somebody and you got to let them know, hey, I'm in a Hummer. And you can't tell people that you're in a Hummer if you're not around people. So you got to go inside, announce that you're in a Hummer and what your problem is because you definitely have one. So Hummer.
All right. Dylan, what you think?
Well, Zach had me in the first half. I'm not going to lie, but he lost me. I do feel like the bug is going to have a driver who complains more at the window. However, I will say that the driver of the Hummer is more likely to wear a bandana and then pull aside and record a video on their phone telling you how the way it is. They'll have sunglasses and a goatee. They'll have that, I'm upset because, and then they do their little YouTube spiel. I think that's, if we had a bonus round, that's what I would nominate a Hummer for.
So you're going, let me see. So we got a Hummer in the first, or we got a split again, right?
Shit. Yes.
No. Right? Wait, you're going bug? Dylan's going bug?
I'm going bug is going to be the one to complain to the person at the window, yes.
Well, yeah,
and
okay.
They have to, like, look up. Because the bug is so small.
I'm down here. I'm the guy that ordered the Happy Meal.
Yeah. And the Hummer's like, what? I don't.
Yeah. I'm the guy that ordered the 7 all beef patties with no buns.
Where's the hash browns?
This hash brown wasn't greasy enough. You think you can put it back on the grill?
I drove all the way from Texas to get this kind of hash brown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a disgrace. Yeah,
you call this green?
This is a disgrace to me as a human being and as American.
You call this green chili gravy? That's a big thing around here for some reason. I have no idea why. So I moved here about a year and a half ago from Maryland, and when I started going to restaurants before like COVID hit, I noticed that in almost every single restaurant there was some sort of green chili gravy here, and yep. I don't understand it. I don't know why it's coming here. I don't know even what cuisine it's from, but it is in every restaurant in Colorado. Green chili
it's
gravy
from New Mexico.
Everywhere.
It's from New Mexico. Like Hatch chilies. Me neither. It's just a. It's like a. Yeah, green chili gravy is more accurate than saying it's chili.
Yeah, yuck.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Yeah. It's like a sawmill gravy, but it's green with peppers in it.
Yeah.
And it is everywhere, so I hate it. And most likely, if you're driving a Hummer, you're going to want your green chili gravy, and you're going to hate it.
I want it on the side.
Can you give it to me in just a big, like, 32-ounce cup?
Yeah. I brought my own.
Yeah. And go ahead and put the straw in that cup, because I might get hungry on the way home. Get one of them big, thick straws so I can get it all in there.
Do you have
I can
some
drink
sort
it
of,
twice as fast.
Do you have some sort of travel trough I can get?
And then he pulls over and records an angry video about why they banned straws.
That's right. They tried to get me to eat my green chili gravy through a paper straw. It disintegrated halfway through. Jesus Christ, what's America coming to?
Yeah. Yep. It sounds like Texas Hummers.
So I still got to answer this question. I've been putting it off because I could. No, I mean, I'm sitting here trying to put it off because I'm really torn because as a great point was made, you're going to have a Karen or a Susan or a Bridget or I'm trying to think of some other good 80s names. Tawny.
Like Jennifer.
Hey, now my wife's name is Jennifer.
They're beautiful people. Yeah. They're beautiful people.
It's what they say.
That's all right. You're not wrong. It's what they say. It's not a popular name anymore. So, yeah. And, you know, my wife actually used to own a bug. No shit. So, but she's a good person. She never complained. Mm-hmm. Actually, I take that back. She is a great person. But recently, now she didn't own a bug. She has had to complain because she didn't get enough, like, dipping sauce from the nuggets or something from my son. Mm. So yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that could have easily happened in a bug.
She's a heavy dipper.
Well, my son's a heavy dipper. She's just standing up for her tribe. She's very tribal. She's not going to let my son only get one thing of ranch dressing. Mm-hmm. Or no, it's FLG sauce. So yeah, she needed like two FLG sauces.
Nobody wants a dry nugget.
What's FLG?
Finger licking good.
Oh, finger licking good.
Yeah, and it's I'm not a big fan of that.
You just
sauce,
dip your fingers in it.
You could.
Same taste.
Yeah.
Less calories. As long as you don't go full
just don't chew
Hannibal Lecter on yourself. Yeah. So with that said, the Hummer, of course, like you said, you're going to end up with some guy. He's going to be complaining because he ordered something and they got it wrong, even though he didn't order it right. He's going to be like, I specifically said no lettuce. And you're like, dude, you just said a big greasy ass cheeseburger with 7 extra layers of meat on it. And I gave you that. I did everything you asked. You didn't say no lettuce, I put lettuce on it. So he's complaining about something that he fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Karens are complaining about not getting something extra or, you know, how am I supposed to clean my fingers when you don't give me 73 napkins? What, you know, what kind of restaurant does this? So either or, old people, young people, doesn't matter. I think the only people that don't complain at a drive-thru are people that are actually like, of a middle age because they've learned that that's a shit hard job and nobody wants to do it. And then old people just forget because they're like, they're old and they're just angry at the world anyway.
Yeah.
You're going to get the young people complaining, the old people complaining. I think the middle people are the safest. I am going to go with, I think it is going to be the Hummer.
Yeah.
All right. More likely to complain. Yeah, I'm not sure. I think of the ones we had, I think those cars were probably the ones that best fit that question.
Call Jimmy.
Yeah, I agree.
Tell him the bet's off. This is nonsense.
You're not betting on whack brackets,
are you? This is nonsense. You have an untapped market here, Mike.
He was sending me threats all week. He's like, I'm taking you down. And I'm like, hey, I'm not going to study cars for this, but I'm going to win this.
I sent you that in
and
confidence.
He's like, don't. You carbon copied me. It was to somebody else.
Oh, yeah. No, that was my therapist.
But this is kind of like the old wrestling back in the day where they'd record wrestling and nobody knew the outcome for like weeks before it happened. And then you're a kid and you're watching wrestling. And you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe Jerry Lawler lost. It's like, well, you know what? He lost months ago.
Oh, yeah.
But with that said, it doesn't matter because this whack bracket is over. And, you know, you'll be on when you're on. So the fans will find that out. And I guess you'll find it out as well.
Yeah, right on.
But yeah, that being said, we look like the Hummer has won our car's whack bracket.
A dubious honor.
That's the funny thing about whack brackets, if I can break my hand patting myself on the back for calling myself funny, is the fact that sometimes the loser is actually the winner. So in this case, being an asshole driver that complains in a drive-thru window wins.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations, Hummer. So that being said, I'm going to let you guys talk for a minute again about your podcast, tell people how to get out and reach out to you on the social media platforms or whatever you want to talk about. You could even, as long as you don't say anything that's illegal or, as you know with me, don't like political talk, either way, because I'm just don't. It's not fun to me. But you can talk about everything else. If you want to talk about Taco Bell being assholes and taking the damn Mexican pizza off the menu in a month and a half.
They changed their menu pretty dramatically, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, they changed it a couple months ago. They got rid of my beloved 7-layer burrito, and now they're getting rid of the Mexican pizza and all the shredded chicken.
Ugh. Hummer people are going to be angry.
Whack brackets people are going to be angry. But that being said, I'm going to let you guys talk about your podcast and do whatever the hell you want to do for a minute or two.
Awesome. The one that you found us on is a podcast, The Podcast Show. That one can be found everywhere. And like Dylan said earlier, it's the one where we try to find unlistened, unheard, or just plain bad podcasts and review them for everybody. You can find that one. And we also do a podcast called Silicon Angels, which is a scripted improv kind of mix, futuristic true crime about a sex robot IT shop and the inner workings of that. We are also reviewing Lovecraft Country. If anybody's watching that show on HBO, we do review that each week. It comes out Mondays. But you can find everything that we do on somenobodies.com. That's mine and Dylan's media group. We create content everywhere constantly. And somenobodies.com is everything. And you can support all of our shows at some patreon.com/somenobodies. And we also have a weekly show every Sunday for IBM. It's on Sundays at 4:30 Eastern Time, 2:30 Mountain Time. It's called Talking Upstream, and that's a 90-minute kind of a writer's room show where we just kind of let people know how Dylan and I come up with our stories and the way we bring them from stupid ideas starts to somewhat pitchable or producible ideas. So, yeah. That's pretty much everything. Dylan, you got anything else?
Coming up, eventually we have another series coming out called Super Empowered, which is going to be about low-tier superheroes in a weekly support group. Look for that coming at some point. The scripts are coming together. Otherwise, I think that's kind of what we're doing.
Yeah, we don't do a whole lot of like kind of just talky, like we watch this and talk about that. We try to do more scripted things. We do more world building. We're trying to get to a point where we can make our own movies moving forward. So we're in the process right now of developing our first short film. But yeah, somenobodies.com, you can see everything we're doing, or you can yell at us about cars there also.
Sure.
All right, cool. Well, you know what? Everything you're doing and are trying to attempt to do sounds fabulous. I did beat you to a short movie. Actually, if you want to see that on Pornhub, it's out there. No, just kidding. I didn't. But all that being said, you can find us on all the social media platforms at Whack Brackets because nobody else wanted that shitty name. Reach out primarily to us on the Instagrams and the Tweeters. And if you're over 70 years old and you're bitching about politics, yes, I will check your Facebook message, but it's going to probably be after you've passed away. It'll definitely be after the election, so I probably won't get it anytime soon. All that being said, I do want to thank Dylan and Zach from about 37 different podcasts / other entertainment platforms and
catching on.
They're media magnates, it sounds like, as well.
Yeah, that's it.
So, but most notably that I know of, it is the podcast. I thought it's again now. Podcast.
You just keep saying it. That's right.
Yeah.
Eventually you'll get
it's
there.
It's the name that never ends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Their next podcast is actually going to be the podcast, and then followed by the sequel.
You're a little more correct than you may think.
Yeah. Yeah, tune into next season, see what happens.
So with that being said, seriously, guys, it's been fun, especially for three guys that know very little about cars. Though Dylan does know a lot about Ford t-shirts, which is pretty cool.
Tell me about it.
So with that said, thanks again. I just want to thank everybody for checking out Whack Brackets. Check out all their podcasts as well. And say goodbye, fellas.
Goodbye, thank you.
Bye, fellas.